Our administration is very excited about this conference. We're looking at the Financing for Development Conference to be a real opportunity to talk about the development finance landscape and to talk about how it's changing. We think that there really is, around the world, a recognition of the need to mobilize different streams of finance, of capital, in order to really have sustainable development. And our view is that the different streams of capital need to include private investment, but also developing countries' use of their own domestic resources, and, of course, official development assistance.
What role will the U.S. be playing at this conference?
We're an important development partner, assistance partner, but we also think that we have a good experience to share. And hopefully our role will be one to share information, share good experience, learn best practices, but also to give examples of how additional capital can be mobilized. So we're hoping to be a voice for and a conduit for a collected commitment to mobilize diverse financial resources.
What will be your expectation at this conference? Because sometimes pledges are made, but, you know, the funds needed usually don't come through. So what will be different this time?
Mm-hmm. What we're doing here as an international community is coming to look at how we can work together to create the right kinds of policies, to create the right kinds of connections between and among sectors, and to share real-time experiences about what has worked and what hasn't worked. So our drive will really be to talk about how to build sustainable and inclusive societies. We'll be talking about good governance. We're going to be talking about what we can do as communities to support and encourage and help build economies that are and governments that are accountable and that are able to deliver on the promise of sustainable development to their citizens.
Talking about private-public partnership, how significant will this be in helping to really achieve the aim or objective of this conference?
Public-private partnerships are becoming increasingly recognized as essential and as very, very beneficial, and they are ways to maximize the reach of one's domestic resources. So I think there will be a lot of talk about PPPs. The whole point is for everyone to take a very serious look at all of the possibility in having different streams of capital coming in and how to really leverage them so that when you target the neediest in your country, so that the right kinds of assistance can be targeted to the neediest communities, and that assistance can then be complemented by your attraction of outside capital. Among the things that we're going to be talking about, I said, you know, we want to talk about good practices. There has been worldwide an increased recognition, for example, of the really critical role and the importance of data, a collection of the right kinds of data as a tool to inform evidence-based decision-making, so that we want to use data from research as a tool for social impact, for transparency, and for accountability. In the United States, we have been fortunate. We've worked a lot on this, and we really are recognized as a global leader in the collection and in the analysis and release of data and knowledge for the public good. So we plan to do some talking about that and to give some examples to help countries understand how data is a tool and how to best use it in order for them to capture their resources and use them in the best way. And we're pretty excited about that, too.
What message will the U.S. be taking to this conference that begins this week, looking at the fact that heads of state and government and senior government officials across the globe will be meeting in Addis Ababa at this conference?
We have several messages, but I think you have to look at what the Obama administration is doing in this context. We have led the world on food security, on global health, on climate and environment and in energy in Africa, and, of course, in humanitarian assistance. We do all this because, of course, we're supported by our American public, by people who contribute their resources for development. Our activity in this conference and our contribution in this conference is just is one more example of our administration's commitment to helping stimulate economic growth in developing countries, particularly in Africa, and in increasing trade and increasing the the partners that we're able to take advantage of and to include as we try to stimulate growth and prosperity in Africa. So we look at it as part of a continuum from the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit and the U.S.-Africa Business Forum that the president held last year to the various economic initiatives. Power Africa Initiative, our AGOA trade instrument that we use to encourage trade, which was renewed, as you know, recently by our Congress, and to the efforts that we're putting in to help African economies diversify, to support good governance, to the president's leadership and his leading of our U.S. delegation, for example, to the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. This is one part of our generalized U.S. government effort to say that development and economic growth and prosperity have to be linked through through the participation of the profitable active elements of a whole society. So we're hoping that that message will come through as through here when we talk about the various streams, the three streams of financial flows that need to be used as a whole package when we talk about development.